Former president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, arrived in Mexico today. He resigned from the presidency on Sunday after weeks of protests over disputed election results. Morales has said he fled his country because his life was in danger. Mexico is now offering him political asylum. The World's Maria Elena Romero has been following the story. Maria Elena, Evo Morales was president of Bolivia for 14 years. How did he stay in power that long?
Evo Morales did two things right. One was to transform the economy of Bolivia, and the second one was to transform the political process in the country. He rode the economic boom of commodity prices. Bolivia sustained economic growth during his presidency. He also reduced poverty rates. In 2007, the poverty rate in Bolivia was 60%, and by 2017, it just reached 36%.
You also mentioned political change under Evo Morales. What happened in that realm?
One of his big accomplishments was to integrate indigenous people into the political process. Previous to Morales becoming president, indigenous group in Bolivia, which comprised 40% of the population, struggle for rights. The political class was dominated by wealthy families of European descent. And in 2009, Morales put forward a new constitution that not only made Bolivia a secular country and not a Catholic country like before, and also established Bolivia as a plurinational state, meaning that all the indigenous communities inside will have political power.
That seems pretty significant.
Yes, it is, because that was his political base that he was benefiting. But I spoke to the director of the Center for Documentation and Information in Bolivia. His name is Oscar Campanini. He told me that, yes, Evo Morales transformed the political scene in Bolivia, but that didn't last for long.
Desde ese momento, Bolivia significó para gran parte del mundo un proceso interesante.
When Evo Morales first came to power, his presidency became a symbol of transformation and social rebellion. But during the 14 years of Evo Morales' government, that idea has changed. Increasing social discontent during the years of his presidency have brought us to this moment of great social conflict in Bolivia.
So it sounds like Morales did a lot for indigenous communities, but it's a mixed record. And his tenure was not without controversy either, right?
That's right. Morales made decisions that benefited indigenous communities, but he also implemented projects that infuriated them. The turning point was in 2010, when there was a proposal to build a road through an indigenous territory in the Bolivian Amazon. And indigenous people actually came together and marched towards La Paz, and they faced police repression. And this was something unthinkable for the first indigenous president of Bolivia and someone who actually led the transformation of indigenous rights in the country.
Right. I mean, the indigenous community finally had an indigenous president, and yet here are these police clashing with these indigenous leaders.
Exactly. I spoke to indigenous activist Ruth Alipaz-Kuki. She participated in the protest back in 2010, and she says that after that incident, Evo Morales lost the full support from his political base.
Ocurrió que el 25 de septiembre de 2010, pues ha habido una violenta represión a los pueblos indígenas y encontramos que eso era solamente el principio.
After the violent repression of indigenous groups, we found out that this was just the beginning. After that, what Evo Morales did was to violate the rights of the indigenous population of Bolivia. He also divided and weakened the organizations that represent us.
So Morales' support among indigenous communities started crumbling back then. Today, Maria Elena, what is the Bolivia that Evo Morales has left behind?
Well, Morales leaves not only a political vacuum in the country, but also a very divided Bolivia. He does still have some indigenous support in La Paz. There have been marches echoing Morales' words, saying that this was a coup. But many indigenous leaders are accepting that he's gone and they just have to look to the future. I spoke with Lino Ilimuriapano. He's a leader with the Uchupiamona indigenous community north of La Paz, and this is what he told me.
We are analyzing the current situation, and what we want now is the unity of indigenous people in Bolivia. We want to maintain a single vision of the type of development that we want, and we will be calling for a meeting in December to vote for new leaders who can assume the challenge of bringing us together and fighting for our rights with a single voice.
Meanwhile, Maria Elena, Bolivia's without a leader, and we don't really know what comes next. The world's Maria Elena Romero, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.